BC Hydro outages and some abandoned vehicles on the Malahat are the last remnants of a snow and wind storm yesterday. BC Ferries has resumed service on major routes, with several sailing waits between Victoria and Vancouver this morning. Some schools closed due to snow. Heavy snow and cold temperatures led several island districts to close schools on Wednesday. Nanaimo Ladysmith SD68. Schools closed Pacific Rim SD70. Schools closed Comox Valley SD71. Schools closed Campbell River SD72. Schools closed Vancouver Island North SD85. Schools closed. Schools in Qualicum, South Dakota 69 are open, but buses are not running. All schools in the capital region are open and buses are running. Millstream Elementary in Sauk, South Dakota 62 opened despite a power outage. Thousands without power due to BC Hydro outages. About 5,000 BC Hydro customers were without power in the South Island, with outages in Victoria, Langford, Highlands, View Royal, Saanich, Duncan and the Gulf Islands Wednesday. Another 13,500 are without power in the Central and North Island in areas that include Ladysmith, Nanaimo, Parksville and Campbell River. By 3 p.m., power had been restored to all but about 2,300 customers across Vancouver Island and the Gulf Islands. In an update posted to the BC Hydro site, the utility said poor conditions have made access a challenge in some areas. We'll provide individual updates as they're available. The causes of the BC Hydro power outages include Tuesday's snowstorm and trees down across power lines. Residents of Hornby and Denman Islands were without power overnight as ferries were not running and crews could not get to the islands. Highway conditions on Vancouver Island. Andrew Gattez, operations manager for MCON Services, which services the South Island and Gulf Islands, says crews have been working overnight and main roads are bare and wet, though some side roads and those at higher elevations may have black ice and slush. There's full lanes open, said Gates. There's going to be some slushy sections and there's always the potential for black ice when the skies are clearing off, as they are this morning with the wind. MCON crews completed their rounds overnight and this morning, salting and sanding and continue to monitor the situation, he said. Gates said motorists on the Malahat portion of the Trans-Canada Highway should watch for vehicles on the side of the road abandoned during Tuesday's storm. There's about 10 such vehicles between Aspen and Shawnigan Lake Roads. We're just working on setting up tow trucks and flagging to have those removed, said Gates. That work is taking place between 8 a.m. and noon. And then we should have them all removed, said Gates. Meanwhile, Highway 19 is closed in both directions for 8 kilometers due to a vehicle incident between Keta Lake Rest Area and Salmon River, Maine. The incident is located about 52 kilometers north of Campbell River. Gates said crews are continuing to treat side roads and prepare for the next snowfall. Some of the most difficult snow to drive in can be around the 0 degree to 1 degree mark where it's still very wet, very slimy and very slick, he said. You can have just a small amount on the road and it gets very slippery very quick. BC Ferries sailings have resumed. BC Ferries, which cancelled sailings during Tuesday's windstorm, has the majority of its sailings back in service, with the exception of those affected by staffing shortages. Vancouver Island weather forecast. No weather warnings or alerts were in place Wednesday morning for Vancouver Island. Environment Canada has forecast a 60% chance of rain or flurries for Nanaimo today and up to 2 centimeters overnight, while there's a 40% chance of flurries in Greater Victoria on Thursday morning. The City of Victoria opened an overnight warming center Wednesday night from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. Thursday at the James Bay United Church at 511 Michigan Street, while Kool-Aid opened mats overnight at Rock Bay Landing, 535 Ellis Street from 9 p.m. to 8 a.m., and the Salvation Army opened its overnight shelter at 525 Johnson Street from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. The City of Nanaimo announced Wednesday that 2 daytime warming centers are being funded, one operated by the Risebridge Society at 520 Prideaux Street and one operated by the 7-10 Club Society in St. Paul's United Church at 100 Chapel Street. Funding was secured from the Union of BC Municipalities through its Strengthening Communities Services programs. A warming center was also activated in Campbell River at the Campbell River Community Center, for overnight Wednesday. Saharnet at timescolonist.com. Jbell at timescolonist.com.